Hello and good morning. It's the 11th of November today, day 11 of Nano, the 11th of the 11th of the 11th, and Remembrance Day also. I have to apologise for the splashing sound in the background. No, I'm not recording this in the bath. I have my son home from school today who is not well enough to go to school, but not too sick to be in the pool. So I'm hoping this comes out okay with the noise in the background. We had a Nano chat up last night, which ended up being the hashtag as we were live tweeting it also. There were six of us in Skype, which sounds like it could be a bit chaotic, but it was actually really awesome. It worked really, really well. And we only lost one person, Rebecca, at one point, and got her added back in. But we just kind of... Okay, honestly, we giggled. We giggled a shitload. We talked about sex. We talked a lot about sex because of the sex stares that we've been doing throughout Nano. But sort of then once, I guess, the giggling and the need to talk about sex kind of petered out, we got a chance to talk about our projects and what we were liking and what we weren't liking about Nano and all of that kind of stuff. But... Rebecca, bless her cotton socks. Obviously not at the point where she was kicked out or booted out of Skype by her computer. Asked me what effect and how much influence Alan's article that he wrote on why he's not doing Nano and then Janet dropping out of Nano had on my decision on Monday to ditch my word goal. Yeah, I realised this morning that I was absolutely stalwart still when I read Alan's article. It was, I think, day two. I mean, it might have even been the first day of Nano. It came out. And I think several days after that, it might have been last Friday, Janet decided that she wasn't going to do it because the word count wasn't working for her. It was stifling her muse. So then I sort of had several other days where I kind of guessed by Friday I knew things weren't going the way I wanted them to. And my character, Amanda, was becoming increasingly recalcitrant and the stories were going round in circles. And I guess by Monday, even though I was inspired, I already knew that I wasn't writing what I wanted to be writing. I wasn't focused on what I wanted to be focused on, which was creating the writing habit and writing these stories. So while, yes, they probably did influence me in terms of me thinking deeper about why I was doing Nano, I certainly wasn't of the mindset that, well, they weren't doing it, so I wouldn't do it too. I'm still absolutely determined to front up at the page every day and do some writing. That's what's most important this year about me. And yes, the word count is still addictive. I still want to go and look how many words I've got, which is so stupid because normally at any time of the year when I'm writing, I don't ever focus on the number of words I've written. So today the goal is to finish, I'm just going to wander away from the singing in the pool. today I'm hoping to get Lucas's story finished. I realise that I could write these two characters into an entire book, but I don't want to. It has to be a short story. So it's kind of come to a head, I guess, with these two. So there will be some sex, there will be some interesting conversations between the two of them, and then there will be a phone call that ends it all. One phone call to end it all. So yes, I can do that now because I filled in the spaces between the scenes yesterday, including a corset. I'm very, very, very chuffed about the corset. And have said that we should have come to work in a corset day, which works for us writers. And Ben was really excited about the idea of writing in a corset, but probably not going to take off outside of writing circles. Anyway, here comes my little minstrel. So I'll say goodbye and I'll catch you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.